Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma zidni ilman. O Allah, please increase us in knowledge. So in honor of Earth Day, April 22nd, today, and mashallah, it's Friday, so that's another amazing, wonderful day, Jummah Mubarak. I wanted to speak about how we can, or what we can do, 10 things we can do to help the Earth, because, you know, subhanAllah, the earth gives us so much, right? Everything that we need comes from the earth. And we'll, on the Day of Judgment, we'll actually be asked, what have we done? How have we treated the earth? Were we gentle with the earth? Did we take care of it? And all of the all of Allah's creations and creatures will testify whether we've been a good steward of this earth or if we have abused it. So I think it'd be a great idea as Muslims for us to focus on at least 10 things we can do. I have a whole list of like 50 different things we can do, but maybe 10 things if we could just instill on these last 10 days of Ramadan, where all of our good deeds will be multiplied 700 times or even more because it's the last 10 very special days of Ramadan. So I thought I'd just, let you know about this list that I try really hard to follow. And I remember when I first really became focused on recycling and not wasting stuff and being more conscious of what I was using and what I was throwing away. My kids were very little, and many people didn't really know about it, or at least not the Muslim community. And I feel, sadly enough, even though we do know, we're still kind of avoiding it. Maybe it's because of our lifestyle being very busy, but we need to come back because we are Muslims, right? We are supposed to be gentle to the earth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of examples. He was a minimalist. He never wasted anything. I mean, we should at least learn from him. So the first thing I would suggest is going for a walk or biking more often than we normally do. So I know many of us probably are part of a gym and have a gym membership, but if we actually purchase the bike, even from a secondhand store, we could use that as a form of exercise instead of going to the gym and being stuck inside where the air is not as fresh and as clean and as purified as being outdoors. And just the whole mental state is much better when you're in the outdoors and you're under the sun. So let's try to minimize our carbon footsteps, our carbon footprints as much as possible. This is a great way to get outside, to smell the fresh air, to enjoy the sunshine, and just to be with family in a beautiful setting. It's a great way to stay fit and healthy while you're biking and you're walking. And it's an amazing way to improve your mental state. Because when we're outside and we allow our five senses to feel what's around it, from the scents and the smells and the touch and the taste of the garden and other places, then we as humans are very connected to the earth and we are happier for it. So let's make an effort to once a day take our families and our children's out and go for a small walk, right? A short walk, or bike together to the park close by. Number two, buy or sew and use reusable bags when you go to the grocery store. So instead of tossing a one-time plastic bag when we're shopping at the supermarket, why not purchase a reusable bag? They go for like a dollar or more. And you can continue to reuse it and use it over and over again. And so now you are helping the earth because you are not just taking a one-time plastic bag and throwing them away. Because plastic bags take about 20 years to break down and decompose. And if they're the tougher type and tougher plastic, then it will take up to 1,000 years to decompose. So can you imagine how much landfill is filled with plastic bags? And that's a small problem, because what really bothers me and many people, I'm sure, is that these plastic bags eventually end up into the oceans and the sea. And creatures in the ocean consume it because they don't know better. And then they die from it. I visited a museum with my kids once, and we saw how they had rescued animals, and then they had, because they died, so they just had to pick them up out of the water, and they opened up its chest, and you can see like it's filled, its stomach was filled with plastic. And so it broke my heart, because like I said, those animals are going to testify and say, I didn't know I ate the plastic, right? So let's not purchase plastic bags from the store when they give it to you at the grocery store, because certain states you have to purchase them, you have to pay 10 cents. Let's take our reusable bags to the grocery stores. They're stronger, they're much better. You can make pretty ones with your families and sew them, and then just store them in the trunk of your car and it'll be ready to go. This is another step to help the earth. So number three, buy reusable water bottles and straws. So we know we're always drinking water, maybe not in the month of Ramadan, but even in the month of Ramadan, when we are going to the masjid for Taraweeh, I always take my water bottle, my tea bottle, with me. And it's made out of stainless steel, and I've had it for over 10 years, and I love it. And it lasts and lasts, and my tea stays hot all the time. So no matter where I am, it's really beneficial. It helps me out a lot. And everyone's always complimenting me for it. So, and I didn't spend much really, but it's always giving back. And I always refuse to take the water bottles that are there, because I know that one, I might not finish it, and so I'm wasting water. But more importantly, the water bottles are a waste for the landfills as well. So it's better if we have our own. My kids have their own, and they have stickers all over it, and they know which one it is, and they've had it for years and years as well. So the next time you go shopping for containers, try to reach for ones that will be gentle not only to the earth but also your health, because plastic water bottles and food containers that are made of plastic contain a compound called PBA, which can be harmful for you and your children. PBA can disrupt the endocrines and affect your hormones in a negative way, creating an estrogen dominance. It negatively affects your gut microbiome, throwing it off of balance and making it difficult for you to fight off diseases. So the compound that's in the plastic is not good for you as well. It harms the earth, but it also harms you in the long term. And from research, I found out that when there's water inside the plastic bag and you've had it in an area like the back of your trunk of the car or wherever it has been in warehouses, in the heat, that chemical that's not good for you will seep into the water. So that is how it harms you. So number five, volunteer to clean up in your community. This is an easy thing to do on a weekend. So as part of our charity as Muslims, we can take an hour out of our Saturday morning or Sunday afternoon And while we are already at the local park or playground with our kids, let's pick up the trash that has been thrown around us, right? You don't have to touch it. You can take a stick and kind of poke it and then throw it in the garbage bag, garbage can, right? Volunteering to clean up is one of the simplest Earth Day events we can perform. This is our community park, right? We want it to be nice and clean and pleasant to be in. Let's do our part. Let's be an example for our kids when we're outside that we do not just walk by a piece of trash. We pick it up and we throw it away. If you feel like working with a group is much better, then you can always join a group cleanup effort, right? You could check it on Facebook or Google Groups, and there's so many around you in your area. So let's volunteer to keep our communities clean. Number six is planting a tree. So planting a tree is the best way to fight deforestation and to remove carbon dioxide from our atmosphere. And it's the best way to help your earth because it keeps it clean and it helps you as well because now it gives you air that's fresh and clean and purified to breathe. There is an effort, a global effort, to plant an additional 1 trillion trees at Goodwill. That's goodwill.io/blog/goodwill. -trillion-tree-campaign. And there are various tree planting projects on their website. And it's always nice to plant a tree, especially if you have area in your backyard. And you can choose to plant a fruit tree that will always give back to you. And you can make like a nice little project for you and your kids. And dig the ground together and plant a tree and then make a little dua for it the way the Prophet ﷺ would make dua when he would plant, you know, date trees. And inshallah, you will get so much fruit, you'll be amazed. And if alternatively you do not want a fruit tree, you could always plant or start a garden with your kids. And you don't necessarily have to use so many vegetables, right? You can just focus on maybe tomatoes and basil and beans, and that's it. And you don't have to have a huge area. You could even have it in flower pots, right? You can have one tomato plant in a decent sized flower pot, and you'd be amazed at how many tomatoes you'll get in that year, as long as you make sure you have it in a sunny area. So starting a garden doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be a huge project. It could be just one single plant. But this is a great way to help the earth. Number seven would be to take shorter showers. When we look at the map or the globe, and we see the entire earth, it looks like we have an unlimited amount of water because we see so much blue. But this is true. But out of all of that water that we see, 96.5% of it is salt water that we can't use or drink. Another 2.5% is not accessible because it is either underground or dirty water, or ice water. So this only leaves about 1% of the world's water which we are able to consume and use. That's not very much when we think about how many people live on this world and how much water we actually use. So let's make a commitment to take less showers. And if we're in this bathroom brushing our teeth, let's not leave the water on while we're brushing our teeth. I know I make an effort when I am making wudu, because I remember one of the scholars showed us an example of how he was able to make wudu with one bottle of 16-ounce water, and he still had water left over. So that made me realize that we don't necessarily need to use a lot of water to purify ourselves. We need to be more mindful while we are using water, so we don't waste water, because our religion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not be pleased if he saw us wasting, right? Number 8 is unplug your devices when it's not in use. So the easiest habit to place in our home is to unplug your electronics when you are not using them. Devices left unplugged still consume. Devices left plugged still consume power, even if it is turned off. I mean, this may seem like very little, but it will add up at the end of a week, at the end of the month, at the end of the years, right? Natural Resource Defense Council, NRDC, report, a typical household in the U.S. spends an average of $165 due to plugged-in gadgets that aren't in use. The entire U.S. alone adds 44 million tons of CO2 just by leaving them plugged in, just by leaving your electronics plugged in. So it might seem small per household, but if we as Muslims start this habit of unplugging things when we're not using it, then in the long run, we are helping greatly, right? So if you're not using your phones, your phone charger, your kitchen appliances, or your TV, unplug them. It's an easy habit to instill. And maybe if you don't remember to do this, or this is something that needs to, for you to be reminded, you could have like a, you could put a label next to your outlets and say, please unplug me, so that everyone knows this is a habit we need to instill. Number 9 is to donate your clothes. So once or twice a year, we all go through some sort of spring cleaning in our homes, right? And if our children are growing, it's probably even more. Instead of throwing away your clothes, your old clothes, the clothes that you don't need, the appliances that you're not using, the cell phones that don't work or that you don't need anymore, next time consider donating them, and even your laptops that you aren't using. This way, you are preventing the landfills from growing bigger, and you're helping people around the globe who need it most, right? And some of those appliances that we talked about, they will take the parts and reuse them that are reusable. And the clothes will most likely be taken to organizations that will give them, that will divide them around the world, around the globe, to people who are in need. Most of our masjids actually have a program where they collect used and gently used clothes. So next time you hear about them, make sure that you, instead of throwing your old clothes away in the garbage, you give it to these organizations. It's, of course, all of these items we're talking about is a form of charity, right? And the last but not least is share this information with others. That's also being gentle to the earth, helping back to our community, and giving charity, because any sort of knowledge that you learn, that you share with others, you are gaining reward for. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us and told us and taught us that even if you know one small thing, share it and teach it to others. That is also a form of charity. So in these last blessed days of Ramadan, please take a moment and try to at least instill one of these Earth Day charity habits into your day. You know, you could sit down and speak to your kids about it, write them down, put them on your refrigerator, and remind each other what the Earth Day challenge is or charity is that day. And maybe give a treat to the one that does it the most that day, right? This is a way of encouraging your families to take part and making you more accountable in practicing these really great habits. So let's be gentle to the earth, not only today, but if we continue to do it in the next 10 days or 1 month, maybe inshallah we can make it a habit and do it throughout the year. But at least try one of these practices. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for our Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.